Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at comed.com/fridge recycling. It's time for Hey, I Was Wondering. This continues to be the moment where you can get the show started with any type of question that you might have. You can get it to us. By the way, during the week off, we cleared out all the Hey, I Was Wondering files of the dead weight.
Started fresh.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you want to get your Hey, I Was Wondering in, you can email, you can text it to 60123. You can email me directly if you like. You can email the show. You can tweet us if you want. Can you still tweet us, by the way, Melody?
Yeah, you can always tweet us.
Can you slide in our DMs?
Yeah, I check them daily. Yeah.
We sell some merch.
Yeah, we love you guys.
All right, so get them to us, and if we use them, we eventually get you one of those Eric in the Morning travel mugs. Trust me, they're on their way. All right, here we go. Hey, Eric, I'm hosting a wedding shower for my cousin. Not my fault. And have started to receive RSVPs from people. I recently had someone RSVP that she would be coming with her 8-month-old.
Ooh.
I kindly replied that it was an adults-only shower. She responded that nowhere on the invite did it say adults only, so she assumed she could bring her kid. In my mind, wedding showers are always adults only unless otherwise stated. Am I crazy? Do wedding shower invites need to explicitly say adults only on them these days? Or can people drag their kids wherever they want to? Just wondering. Thanks. Molly.
Okay. I'm going to guess Molly doesn't have kids.
Probably not. But still, beyond that, maybe she does and realizes, I wouldn't bring my kid to this.
Right.
Why does this person think they can? I don't know. 312-233-1019. I realize it's Monday. I realize it's August. I realize we all start a little bit slowly. Mm-hmm. This is an opportunity to get involved and jump in. We've been off a week. We're trying to jumpstart these engines. Let's get this thing going. You ready? 312-233-1019. Do RSVPs specifically have to say, are no kids allowed? Don't bring your kid. We don't want your kid. We don't even like your kid. Or is it wide open? Anybody can bring whoever they want to any type of wedding shower. If it says plus one, can your kid be your plus one?
No.
Have you ever been to a wedding shower, Whip?
I don't think so.
I feel like men, if we've ever even been, have no memory of it whatsoever. Women remember every single one they've been to, whether it was fun or painful.
Right. Yeah, I don't think I have.
I don't think I have either.
I'm kind of confused sometimes what a wedding shower is, because there's like the bridal shower, then there's the wedding shower, then there's like an engagement party.
Isn't the wedding shower the one where he has to go?
But just he? Is it girls only and the groom?
That's what I'm saying. I'm wondering if, can you bring your husband as your plus one to a wedding shower? Let's scrap the babies.
Yeah,
can you bring your husband?
What's
your
a wedding
boyfriend?
Shower?
You're only allowed to bring women? Is it a women-only event? Do they check IDs at the door?
Bringing the husband might be worse.
Well, that's a bad ask, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the husband's like, oh, please, call their boss. Please give me something to do.
If you're minding your own business at home and you're... Yeah. Girlfriend or wife comes in and says we have to go to a wedding shower.
Yeah.
Oof. That's a nightmare. Hey, Caitlin.
Hey there.
Wedding shower rules. What are they?
Well, I had my wedding shower last year, and my husband's family ended up showing up with 4 kids that I had no idea were even coming.
Oh, man. And now, is this primarily you didn't want them there because of all the drinking or the weird sex party games you were going to have? Do they have those wedding showers?
Sex party games.
Oh, is that only bachelorette parties?
I think guys would want to go if that's what was happening.
That's probably true.
I think it was a combination of the adults just wanting to have fun and then costing more money for kids to run around and not even eat their food.
Gotcha.
The plates are expensive.
Gotcha. True. The wedding shower, that's the one where the husband-to-be has to show up and pretend he's having a good time, right?
Correct.
Okay.
He had a good time with all the ladies. Come on.
That's probably true.
So it is all females.
What's that?
It's all ladies only, and then the groom?
Yeah, at least that's how I did it.
Yeah, well, that actually kind of sounds like a really good bachelor party for him. Without the dancing and the glitter. Yeah, but if you throw some glitter in, that might help too.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Caitlin. In a new study, the side hustle. Americans' hobbies are turning into their side hustles. We finally figured out, why don't I try to make money at something I enjoy doing? Top 3 hobbies you have you'd love to turn into a side hustle. At number 3, Eric, yours is what?
I crochet.
You do?
Oh.
You don't run into a lot of crocheting guys very often.
You don't.
No, yeah. I picked it up when I was in college as a little hobby just to help ease some of the stress.
Yeah, well, what do you make? Blankets, scarves, sweaters?
All of them. Yeah, pretty much, well, not sweaters, but like blankets, scarves, hats, things like that.
Yeah.
Does that involve two sticks or one?
That's knitting. I do crocheting, which is the hook.
Oh. It's the hook stick, right?
Okay.
Yeah, just and so it's just one stick?
Yeah.
One stick with a hook.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You're running a mini crochet in
you don't. I hope he gets into sweaters someday, though.
Would you get one?
Well, maybe.
Sean at number two.
Oh, my flight simulator. If I can fly it on a computer, I can fly a real plane, right?
Look at that. If I'm on a plane and the pilot has bad fish, I want you on there.
Absolutely.
You're my guy.
Never know.
You're my guy bringing that thing down. Do you fly all different sorts of planes, the big ones and the small ones?
Yes, everything.
Yeah. You ever crash on the flight simulator? You ever run into a mountain?
No, never a mountain.
The Eiffel Tower a couple of times, but another story for another day. And finally, in at number one, you want to turn your side hustle or your hobby into your side hustle. Jake, what would that side hustle be?
I would love to smoke meat and homebrew.
There we go. Now, you don't run into crocheting guys very much, but occasionally you run into the smoking meat guy.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
It's not as rare.
Yeah. You know, what kind of meats you smoke, Jake?
I've done a couple pork butts. I did a brisket a few weeks ago.
Yeah. You do that out on the deck?
Yep. Right out on the porch.
Yeah. How long does it take to smoke a brisket?
The brisket took about 13 hours to do. I did it overnight from about 9 p.m. to about...
Oh, my gosh.
About 11 a.m.
That sounds delicious. Mm. You say you make the homebrew, too. You do that in your bathtub?
No, that's out on the porch as well.
Okay. A lot of things going on your porch there, Jake. And yes, have you named your homebrew at all? Does it have a name?
No, I have not given any of them a name yet.
You go straight beer or do you do the moonshine too?
No, just straight beer.
Ah, beer and brisket. Mm-hmm. I'm coming over to Jake's house. Congratulations, Jake. Whip, why don't you come in here?
Oh, okay.
We'll have you and Mel D as the backup.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at Mel. She's starting to blush.
No.
We're going to find out. We're going to have a pants off between you two.
But the pants stay on.
All right. Hold on. JD and Ken, do we have both of you here?
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, how are you?
Excellent. You must be JD.
Yeah.
And Ken, you there, too?
I'm here, and I'm a little nervous.
All right. This is fine. JD and Ken, how long have the two of you been together?
3.5 years.
3.5 years, okay. And do you have theories as to which one of you wears the pants in the relationship?
Yes.
JD, who do you think it is?
I think it's him.
You think it's him? You think it's him, really? Ken, would you agree or disagree with that?
I would disagree.
You would disagree. All right, so we've got our first argument over who wears the pants. They both insist it's the other person. JD, why did you settle on Ken? What makes you think he wears the pants?
He's the boss of everything. I mean, he does everything. He's the boss.
He's the boss of everything.
She can't even say that with a straight face.
Ken, why do you feel that JD might be the boss of everything?
I'm not necessarily saying she's the boss of everything. It's very situational.
Uh-huh.
And we're both type A personality.
Gotcha. If people outside your relationship, your family or your friends, who do you think they would pick?
Ken.
Yeah, I think they may pick me.
All right. All right, are you both willing to try the pants challenge?
Yeah.
Okay, here's how it's going to work, okay? Obviously, you're together. You've got the phone on speaker, right?
Yes.
Okay, I want you both to stand back-to-back right now. Let me know when we're ready.
Yep.
Okay. Are we ready?
Yep.
Okay. When I say go, I want you to turn around and stare directly at the other person, okay?
I'm going to lose. Okay.
Turn around and stare directly into the eyes of the other person. All right? Then I want you to know who, or let us know, who averts the gaze first.
Oh, God.
Okay?
Do I get to blank?
You can blank if you want, but we need to know who averts the gaze or starts laughing or smiling. We'll also count that. All right?
I've been laughing since we were back to back.
All right, JD, pull it together. Pull it together. It's all about wearing pants right now, okay? This is called the stare-off challenge, and experts say this is how you determine who the dominant person in the relationship is, okay? You seem nervous, Violetta.
I'm so nervous. I started sweating.
Why are you so nervous?
Because I think I would lose.
Yeah.
Like, immediately.
JD, do you feel like you're going to lose?
No, I did. I just looked out the window.
Ah. Well, don't look out the window yet. You're still back to back, aren't you?
No.
I haven't told you to flip around yet.
Okay, hold on.
See, this is what I was afraid of.
Okay.
No, this is fine. Back to back.
Go back to back, and I'll tell you when to flip around, okay?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Ken, you still there?
I'm here.
All right. All right, compose yourself, both of you. You ready? On the count of three, I want you to flip around and stare at each other, and then let us know whose gaze is averted first. You ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Stare.
You're still staring. Are you still staring?
Yeah.
You can talk.
Can you?
Are you both staring? Who's smiling?
Me.
There. I could have called that one earlier.
Yeah.
I could have called that one. Ken, you're like a robot.
I can do the stare contest pretty well.
Can you?
Yeah.
Do it with like your cat or your dog, and they look away, and you know who's dominant in the house. Well done. Mel D.
Yeah.
All right. You and Whip, go back to back right now.
Yeah, come on. Let's see this.
Okay.
Look at how nervous Mel D is.
I love it.
Yeah. Go back to back.
Closer.
You ready?
Back to back. You have to touch.
All right. Now, when I say flip around, the two of you flip around and stare directly into each other's eyes. It's like
right.
Uber uncomfortable for all of us in here. Whoever smiles or averts the gaze first will be considered the weaker one. The other one is the dominant one.
Whip's going to win.
No.
Pull yourself together, Melody. Pull yourself together. Come on.
Here we go.
Bring your game face. Melody, you ready?
Yes.
Whip, are you ready?
Yes.
On three. One, two, three.
Flip.
Oh, my God. You made, like, maybe a third of a second.
His face was so serious.
Oh, my God. Violetta just got video of that.
Yes, I did.
Post that video. You've got to see that one.
Oh, my God.
It's happening in the world around us on a Monday morning. Wiping the sleep from our eyes. I know I still am. Hi, Mel D.
Hi, guys.
You got this ready to go?
I'm ready for this.
You sure?
I'm sure.
Top three things currently trending on Twitter on a Monday morning. Here we go, in at number three.
Okay, Mike Posner, he had that hit song.
I love this. Hang on, let me throw this away.
Oh, no.
There goes a weekend wrap-up. That's all right, it's worth
it.
Go ahead.
All right, so Mike Posner, he had that hit song, I Took a Pill in Ibiza. We got that coming for you.
Oh, Whip's got it.
Oh, well, no, you have it. I saw you queuing it up.
Oh, yeah.
So Eric has it here.
I can find it. We can sing it.
Took a pill in Ibiza.
There you go. Sounds like that.
Something like that.
To show Avicii that he was cool.
Hold on.
That no longer works.
So he's recently been walking across America all the way from New Jersey to California.
Not voluntarily. They actually repossessed his car.
By the way, not to interrupt the story, but we had a segment one day, what should we follow on Instagram? And for some reason, some listener told me to follow Mike Posner. So I've been following Mike Posner's journey across America without shaving, no haircuts, and he apparently broke himself now. He was like in a hospital.
Forrest Gump of him.
Yeah.
What happened?
It is like that.
Yeah, so he's been documenting this trip across America, and he basically made it to the Colorado border when he was bitten by a rattlesnake.
Oh, shoot. Can't catch a break.
He needs to take a pill.
I know. But yeah, he was airlifted to a hospital in a near-death experience.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
He's now just starting to walk again in a video. He posted...
Nothing like a near-death experience to be hilarious.
Yeah.
He's no longer cooler than me.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah, go ahead.
I took the anti-venom in Ibiza.
Yeah.
Yeah, he posted a video on Instagram of his first few steps after he was bitten by the rattlesnake, and I think his trip is put on hold for right now.
What's he going to post?
Mike, it might be time to rent a car.
Yeah.
Time to call Hertz. All right. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth are officially over.
Oh, crap.
I know.
What was that story?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
It's all right. I have a lot of stories.
It's a lot of sad stuff. They're officially over after like 6 months of marriage.
Eight months.
It's a great run.
That's a great run
And
for
they
them.
Knew each other for like 10 years. They announced that they both split in a video released this morning. It's trending because it shows what appears to be their last outing together, and they really do look kind of miserable in it.
Yeah.
But Miley broke her silence on Instagram, and an insider said Miley's been really into her music and wanting to tour, and the two just grew apart after, like, a rough year.
Well, that's what happens. You grow apart after 8 months.
But fans on Twitter seem to be split. They're not really Team Miley. They're not really Team Liam. Everyone's been pretty even for the whole breakup.
It's all that work that she's had to put in. The way she throws herself into her work.
By the way, she's online, like, in a bikini, making out with a girl.
Yeah, with Brody Jenner's ex.
Yeah.
Normally, guys, I don't think are... That's not bad, right?
I'm not saying bad or good. I'm just saying she's apparently moved on well.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
All right. All right, trending on Twitter, number one.
The Teen Choice Awards happened last night, and Ariana Grande did not make an appearance, but Taylor Swift seemed to steal the show. She accepted her Icon Award with her three cats on the surfboard, and she had a pretty busy weekend where she was out partying with her friends, and Drunk Taylor started to trend. And it's also trending that she's releasing a new song coming out this Friday. It's called Lover, the same as her album, where she will perform that live for free in Central Park on August 22nd.
All right.
Yep.
I'm guessing we'll have Lover on Friday then, right?
I hope so, if we're smart.
Listen to her throwing.
I
didn't mean it like that. I just meant to, like, hopefully we do.
Aggressive.
You know what's good for you.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Melody.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house, now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts! There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free. Send us $50.
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh, you just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. Violetta, your dad, Bronco, and your mom, Vera.
Yeah.
Would you consider them strict parents growing up?
Ooh, yeah, I would say they had a lot of rules.
A lot of rules.
And I think that we hid a lot from them.
You hid a lot from them.
Yeah,
so that you were a rule breaker, but they aren't aware of this.
Right. I see.
Whip. Your dad. By the way, how's things going with his pool? Did he get the heater in?
The heater's in.
All right.
Yeah, we used it on Saturday. It was nice. Very pleasant.
And have you begun to rent your dad's pool on that app we came up with before we left for vacation, that pool app where you can rent your pool out?
Not just yet. Yeah, I'm waiting for him to kind of get started on that, but he hasn't yet.
What was the name of that pool app, Meldy?
Swimply.
Swimply,
that's right. Yep.
That's it. Can you just, Whip seems reluctant, can you just put his dad's pool right on there?
I just need a picture of the pool.
Yeah. It doesn't even have to be a picture of his pool. Just find a picture of the pool.
It's all water. It's the same.
Growing up, your dad, your mom and dad, were they lenient with you? Were they strict with you?
Oh, very lenient.
Were they really?
Yeah.
Like, give me an example of their leniency. Would they just disappear for weeks at a time and leave you home alone as an 8-year-old?
No, nothing like that. But it wasn't like they
drive the car at 10.
No, well, okay, I guess if you put it that way, they were more strict than lenient, but there was no, like, big punishment for anything.
Did you have a curfew at the age of 16? You had to be home by, like, midnight and come rolling in at 2 a.m. They're sitting up waiting. It's going to be a fight.
Believe it or not, I actually seem to remember getting home pretty late, and they didn't care.
You strike me as the kind of guy that actually got home before them.
Right, I know. That would be the way you would think. You were the one
waiting up for them.
You would think. I think when I started to stay out late, it wasn't like I was coming home drunk or anything like that. I was, you know, totally fine.
Gotcha.
It would just be late. I think they were okay with that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
New study says millennials are the most lenient parents of any generation. A millennial parent, if you're like 34 and you got like a 6-year-old now, you are letting them get away with everything.
Yeah.
And then in 20 years, they're going to be telling us the story of all the things you let them get away with.
Right.
And maybe it's because, you know, as a millennial, you're 32 or 30 years old, your parents let you get away with a lot. I mean, a lot. Had the most lenient parents, you were driving at 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, your parents would be like, hey, go pick up milk down at the 7-Eleven. You're like, that's like 12 blocks. Your dad throws you the keys. Take the car.
Yeah.
I know you're 10. You're fine. Can I handle this?
You can see over the wheel.
That seems bad. Today's Anybody Listening Who? 312-233-1019. Maybe a lot of you had strict parents.
Yeah.
Maybe you got away with nothing.
Yeah, so then you're going to just let your kids loose.
Hi, Katie.
Good morning.
You feel like you had lenient parents.
I did for the most part. I think my brother was a bigger troublemaker, and that's why I was pretty lenient.
So older brother?
I had a younger brother that was pretty awful. But for me, my parents were very lenient with me.
Ah, okay. All right, I'm trying to do the math, but okay, I'm with you. Keep going.
I was out late one night with my girlfriend, and we got caught by the cops for being out past curfew.
Uh-huh.
They escorted us home, and they asked my parents if we wanted to write us a ticket for being out past curfew,
uh-huh.
and they said uh-huh. no, we'll deal with it ourselves.
Right.
And then my mom just told me after the cop left, don't get caught again.
Right. Went back to bed.
Yeah. Right.
Oh.
Cops come walking up to the door. Your parents, not a big deal.
My parents would kill
me. I got a younger brother here. He's gonna have the cops bringing him home a lot more than you.
Oh
right.
My God.
It's gonna be totally fine. My dad was always kind of that way, too.
Really?
He'd be like, listen, I want you home by a certain hour, and you are going to be held accountable for it, young man. Then I get home, like, an hour after that.
I'm too tired to hold you accountable.
Yeah, yeah. There's no accountability.
I'd ask the police to take care of it. I'm like, don't leave me.
Yeah.
Don't leave
Jaquan.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Good morning.
Good morning. Most lenient parents?
Oh, my God, yeah. So I would go to a friend's house, my friend Rodney, when I was younger, and I would stay at his house for like 4 or 5 days straight, and then I would call them before all of this happened just to inform them as a courtesy that I'm staying there. Not to ask, but just like, hey, I'm staying here and just hang up.
And how old would you have been at that time, Jaquan? Like 7?
Oh my God, I swear I think I was like 9.
Yeah.
9.
He was like, listen, I'm going to be gone for a week.
As a courtesy, okay. I like that.
As a courtesy, I'm going to let you know I'm going to be gone for a week, and I'm not going to tell you where I'm going. And they're like, have fun.
Right, these are my plans, and this is it.
Right.
That's funny.
That is very courteous, actually. Yeah, they would have been worried. Yeah.
I'll get back to you when I'm getting back. Why? 312-233-1019, 746. So she emailed in, this guy I'm into doesn't respond to my texts, but he's liked all of my Instagram posts. It is a little weird if he likes all of them.
Right.
That's true.
That's strange.
Maybe he's just a serial liker. Maybe he just goes up and down and just likes everything from everybody.
That's a good question.
I think you'd have to ask, well, what are these Instagram posts?
Yeah, are they bikini pics?
Yeah, that's your standard like on that one. Right.
You got to like that one.
Hey, Alex.
Yes.
All right. She says, this guy I'm into doesn't respond to my texts, but he's liked all my latest Instagram posts. Why?
I'm thinking that he probably has a girlfriend.
Ooh.
Oh.
How'd you arrive at that?
I don't know. Just
experience.
Popped up, I guess.
So you think that he's not responding to her text because his girlfriend might be there, but he's liking her Instagram post because he can get away with that? And isn't his girlfriend going to see that one, too?
Probably, but I think maybe he's a little bit more under the cover like in the post.
Right, with the fake Instagram account.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, that's true. You wouldn't notice that, maybe.
Why? What
that's
was your
a good point.
What was your theory, Whip? 312-233-1019.
Well, my theory was just that maybe the guy just goes up and down Instagram, and he's got a million things he likes, and he's not even really thinking.
And he's
not thinking like, oh, this means something if he likes hers.
No.
He's just kind of like, yeah, cool, that's good, I like it.
So why isn't he responding to her text?
Because he actually isn't that into her.
Oh.
Now we're getting closer.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now we're getting closer.
Right. He doesn't want a relationship with her. That's not going to stop him from saying, like, yeah, that's pretty good.
He's not into the conversation element.
Right.
Of what could potentially exist between them versus what I'm looking at in the Instagram picture element.
Yeah, I think sometimes it can feel like it's a one-on-none when it's you and your Instagram, but it's a one-on-one when it's you and the actual person.
That one catch you off guard? Violetta?
I don't know. I'm just getting a little upset, and I don't know why.
Why?
Well, because you feel ignored when someone doesn't text you back.
You are ignored.
Yeah.
That's true. You feel that way correctly.
You are accurate in your feelings.
And then it's just kind of
feel so ignored. That's because you are.
I know. And then you get some satisfaction by getting a like. They're just like dangling along, trying to talk to you, trying to not. It's annoying.
Maybe he's liking 16 different girls' bikini pics, and he just didn't have time to text you back.
That's annoying.
And what they had for lunch.
Yeah.
I think this is going to catch you off guard. I really do.
I know. It's kind of hard.
Next morning mindbender this morning. 3 strangest things about modern relationships. We determine how successful our relationship is by how photogenic we look on Instagram. We have a test to determine who wears the pants in the relationship. It's called the stare-off. And finally, at number 1, blanking. is our favorite romantic bonding experience. And this isn't good. Every relationship, if you said, we do this a lot, you would think, well, there's no way that thing could work. And it turns out it's your number one bonding experience in a modern relationship. Blanking. Lauren?
Texting?
I'm sorry?
Texting?
Texting? No. That happens a lot in modern relationships. Ah, Julia.
Is it drinking?
Drinking. No.
Oh.
That's a positive.
Yeah, it is.
The two of you together start pouring the vodka. The Chernobyl vodka.
Ooh.
Oh. By the way, more on that coming up after 9 with the weekend wrap-up. Chernobyl vodka. No, no, no. The number one favorite romantic bonding experience in a modern-day relationship is what, Brittany?
Complaining.
Exactly right. We bond over our complaints about everything.
Okay.
I don't know.
Misery loves company.
That is absolutely true. Misery does love company. Complaining has turned out to be the favorite romantic bonding experience in a modern-day relationship. Are you in one of those kind of relationships, Brittany?
No, not at all.
No complaining for you, just a lot of drinking. The mix, Shawn Mendes. Oh, we were just doing the story earlier. Celebrated his 21st birthday in New York with his girlfriend, Camila Cabello.
That's right. They are living the life right now.
We were theorizing earlier this morning that she is probably, since we've been talking about the descriptors of modern-day relationships, she's the pants wearer.
Yeah, I think so. That seems a little bit more dominant.
It's about 80-20 on that one.
Could be.
She wears the pants about 80% of the time, I would think. Yeah. You think this relationship has a chance?
No.
Okay. All right. Does it have a chance to go longer than Liam Hemsworth and Miley Cyrus?
I think so. No, something is just off about them. When I see them aggressively make out, like I don't know. It's like a little bit too much.
Yeah. So remember the thing about complaining earlier we heard?
Right.
Well, they're both about the same level of star right now, probably at their peak of star. Well,
who do you think's a bigger star?
Sean, a little bit.
You think so?
That's the thing. We can't even decide. I think they're both very, very hot now.
Hang on. I'm going to find out who the bigger star is.
Okay.
Watch. Right. Mel D? Mel D will know.
It's difficult because
the bigger star? Somebody, he can't be 50-50. It's 51-49, 80-20, 70-30, it's something. Who's the bigger star, Shawn Mendes or Camila Cabello?
I think I'm going to have to go with Camila Cabello.
See, I'm going to go Shawn.
I got to go Shawn, too.
Well, either way, I think the fact that we're having this discussion means they're both close.
Who are you going with?
I was going with Shawn also. But either way, I think
Sean's a more well-known name. But I think overall with music and the stuff that she does, I would say successfully, like business-wise, Camila.
All right, let me ask you this. Let's suppose Sean's cousin Larry is getting married.
Larry Mendes.
All right, Larry's getting married.
Sounds like a local reporter. I'm Larry Mendes.
Yeah, he's. I think it is actually. Isn't he?
It may be.
Isn't he a weather guy over Channel 7?
Could be.
Anyway.
Yeah.
All right, so Larry's getting married, and let's just say the wedding is somewhere outside of Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Yeah, because that's where Larry's from. That makes
Larry
sense.
Larry Mendes, he's got a job down there. He works at the Amazon distribution plant outside of Murfreesboro, Tennessee. He's getting married to his lovely bride, Angie. Oh. Let's just say her name's Angie.
Sounds like it.
That he met at the Chili's.
Yes.
On a singles night at the Chili's bar.
Yep, okay.
All right, and they're getting married.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean's going to the wedding. Big shot cousin Sean is coming down to the wedding, okay?
Yes.
And Sean has decided now, Shawn Mendes, I'm going to bring Camila Cabello and introduce her to my family as my girlfriend.
Oh.
At cousin Larry's wedding.
Right. Mm. That's a big deal.
Is that bad form?
No.
Because it's Larry's wedding. It's not Sean's party to come down and bring his big shot girlfriend with to introduce to the family. You see what I'm saying?
He's going to take the spotlight.
What's he supposed to do, though?
That's the question. Is he? Because I got this. Hey, Eric, is a wedding a good time to introduce your partner to your family? See, this is the Shawn Mendes question. He's going to cousin Larry Mendes's beautiful wedding in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, just outside of the Amazon distribution plant.
Yeah.
Do you bring Camila down to, introduce to grandma?
Uh-huh.
You know.
And then she's going to be in all the pictures.
Right. And
what if it doesn't work out?
All that stuff. Plus, you're taking a little of the thunder away from Larry's wedding.
Yeah, you kind of are, because then everyone's going to be like, I want to meet the new girlfriend.
That's bad.
Wow.
Right?
Well,
yes? No?
I would be really upset.
You would be upset if you were Angie.
Yes.
The soon-to-be Angie Mendes.
Yeah, because no one's going to care about me.
Okay.
It's all about Camila. I mean, she's a major star.
So then if you're getting married to Larry Mendez, do you tell him, you tell your cousin Sean to leave that Camila Cabello behind because this is my day?
I might not even invite Sean.
Oh, you got to invite Sean.
I guess then all your friends see what a big shot you are.
Well, that's true, too. So is he just supposed to come solo then or bring a different girl or just not say it's his girlfriend yet?
Because the question is a wedding a good time to introduce your partner to your family? Maybe if she comes down the next day to the reception picnic that they have at the park outside of town, outside of Murfreesboro.
Right.
You know, a good one there.
You know, with the whole...
With the little gazebo?
The what's it called?
The tent?
Gazebo, I was thinking.
Where, you know, all the picnic tables are.
Picnic
area?
The forest preserve.
Right, all that stuff.
The grove.
Right. Yeah, so, you know, they're having the reception, post-reception, next day picnic at the forest preserve.
Yeah.
At the forest preserve.
I forgot the original question. 312-233-1019. Is a wedding a good time to introduce your partner to your family? Let's just take 10 votes.
10 votes. Okay. Easy 10 peasy.
10 votes right now, yes or no. And has anybody done this? Like, at your wedding, maybe you're like, you're Angie Mendez, and somebody decided to bring their new girlfriend or their new boyfriend that stole all the thunder. Did that happen? 312-233-1019. Let's get to 10 votes, and if any of you had your wedding disrupted by someone else who tried to upstage you, I'd like to hear about that.
Okay.
Hey, Becky.
Hello.
Hi. What are your thoughts, then? And we're trying to get the 10 votes, folks, at 312-233-1019. If a wedding is a good time to introduce your partner to your family, do you believe that's a good idea?
Heck yeah, bring them. The more the merrier.
So you're not worried about anybody getting upstaged or anybody not being the center of attention, any of those kind of things?
Yeah, it's a family event. Bring them on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was invited to a wedding once.
Congratulations.
And I didn't go because I was too new.
Oh, so you were invited by somebody else.
By a guy.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
And I was like, I don't want to go. I can't go because, you know, I'm going to be in all the pictures and
right,
I don't want to know how long I'm going to be here.
You don't want to upstage anybody that might have something going on there. Hey, Jaquan.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Welcome back. What do you think? Is it a good time to introduce your partner to your family?
No, God, no. I learned that lesson the hard way. My sister just got married, and, like, I brought my partner. We've been dating for 3 years. My sister and her guy just got married after 6 months, and it was like, who's this guy? I was like, oh, this is Jesse. They're like, who is he? I'm like, we've been dating for 3 years. And they're like, And then it, like, got even worse. They're like, you're gay, too? I was like, I was like, nobody knew that either.
A lot of explanation that day.
A lot of discovery at that wedding.
Yeah.
Who knew? We took those 10 votes on whether or not it's a good idea or a bad idea to invite your significant other to introduce them at somebody else's wedding.
Yeah.
8 said bad idea. 2 said it was a fine total idea to bring them there. You should do it. I don't know.
Well, you get to meet everyone at once, so that's kind of like...
That is true.
Rip the Band-Aid off.
That is true. Text topic of the daytime. We were talking about the three strangest things about modern relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Your relationship is determined, the success of it, by how photogenic you look on Instagram. Too many people have become so Instagram-focused.
Kind of makes sense.
No, it makes no sense. That's the whole idea.
No, I love it.
It makes no sense at all.
Okay, fine.
That you base the foundation of the success of your relationship whether or not you can take a good Instagram picture? You don't see the craziness in that?
I mean,
that seems normal.
A little bit.
All right. Number 2, there's a test to determine who wears the pants in the relationship. That's called the stare-off. And number 1 was complaining has become the favorite romantic bonding experience for couples in modern-day relationships. So we said, all right, text us 60123, the current complaint in your current relationship. One that's unexpected, surprising, caught you a little off guard. You're battling through it, though. Among the finalists, we can never agree what to watch on Netflix, so we usually end up watching 2 shows in 2 separate rooms. Perfect.
Okay, wow. Keeps them happy.
Strange relationship complaint. When my boyfriend screws the hot water too tight in the shower and I'm stuck taking a cold shower before work.
Oh.
I don't understand that. He takes too long to poop.
Yeah, that's not his fault. Leave him alone.
He's just sitting in there.
9 times out of 10, my boyfriend steals my towels that I use to shower even after I give him his own. He also folds my shirts incorrectly.
He folds our shirts, though.
Look at that. He smokes too much weed.
Okay.
That's a good one. When I see that she took a full body picture, I can't help but wonder, who took the picture?
Oh, my goodness.
And the strange complaint in your relationship right now, Erica, is what?
Husband has lost around 75 pounds this year, but he still wears his old shirts, and anything I buy him, he says is too tight. but except I suppose he was wearing tight shirts and having his gut busted out of the bottom, and that was okay.
Aha! So he lost 75 pounds, but he still insists on wearing the old 75-pound heavier shirts.
Aha.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Wow. How'd he lose all that weight?
Intermittent fasting.
Did you say intermediate fasting, Erica?
Intermittent. So we only eat between the hours of 12 and 8 every day.
I've heard about this. Yeah.
I don't
you
like
can
that.
Eat whatever you want, right?
Within reason, you still have to have like a somewhat calorie deficient, but yeah, we've lost about 130 pounds this year.
Wow.
Together.
Wow.
Congratulations.
12 and 8 sounds like a lot of leeway.
Would it be worse if he'd put on 75 pounds and still insisted on wearing the same shirts?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you imagine that look?
Okay, we've cleaned up the house, now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts! There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free. Send us $50.
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh, you just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. ComEd will pick up that old working fridge, recycle it, and send you $50. Schedule your free pickup at ComEd.com/fridge recycling.